Mission Canyon by Meg Gardner, produced by Brilliance Audio, is the second installment in the Evan Delaney series. Struck down and left for dead, his best friend killed, Jesse Blackburn has had his life and his spine shattered by a hit-and-run driver. Now, Evan wants to see the man who harmed her lover brought to justice, and Jesse wants revenge. With witnesses dying, her life in danger, and Jesse's future threatened, Evan Delaney leaps into action to discover who's behind the twisted plan.
Kenny came out of the jail with Franklin Brand. I started my car. Even at this distance, I could see that Brand didn't seem cheerful. His face looked stiffer than a boxing glove. Wordlessly, he and Kenny climbed into the Porsche. "I'll call you back, Brian." The Porsche pulled out. I let it go, waiting for a silver Mercedes SUV to pass before I fell in behind it, letting it screen me from Kenny's view. The Porsche got on the freeway and headed west into Goleta. When he pulled off, so did I, keeping the Mercedes between us. The light was turning red, but Kenny didn't stop for it. The Porsche gunned onto Patterson. I braked, blocked by cars ahead in both lanes, peering past traffic to see which way Kenny was going. The Mercedes SUV was stopped next to me in the right lane, and I saw the driver and passenger doing the same thing as I was, looking at the Porsche. The passenger was a wiry young woman with whippet's limbs and cropped black hair. She was craning her neck. The driver was a rotund man whose glasses nestled in skin the color of pancake batter. His double chin hung like a gourd below his beardlet. The woman pointed at Kenny's car. The driver spun the wheel and maneuvered the Mercedes onto the shoulder, around the cars in front of him, and made the turn. They were following him, too. For a moment, I felt a bizarre competitive urge, and I started to spin the wheel and follow. But cautious brain cells awoke and kept my foot on the brake. Wait. Watch. The light changed, and I turned onto Patterson. Ahead, the Porsche bounded around another corner and accelerated out of sight, the road bending beyond an avocado orchard. The Mercedes followed. So did I, speeding past the orchard, a fire station, new houses going up on what had been farmland. I hit another intersection and played the odds, going straight into a commercial strip of shops, motels, and restaurants. I saw neither Kenny nor the Mercedes. Anxiety bawled in my belly. I couldn't lose Brand again. I stomped on the brake. There was the Porsche under the portico at the Holiday Inn. The marquee out front announced, "Lobster Buffet, $9.99, and "Welcome Garcia Family Reunion." I turned in, parked, and watched the Porsche in the rear-view mirror. Brand got out, slammed the car door, and walked into the lobby of the motel. The Porsche drove off, engine revving. I waited. I didn't see the Mercedes following the Porsche. I didn't see it in the parking lot. I didn't see the choppy-haired woman or the fat man strolling into the lobby. I win. Pulling on a baseball cap and sunglasses, I got out and headed for the lobby. I pushed through the doors into the Holiday Inn. Brand was standing at the front desk talking to a clerk, his back to me. I walked past him. He said, "Messages?"
"Your room number?"
"127.
"Sometimes you get lucky." He was checked in. He was expecting messages.
I walked over to a rack loaded with tourist brochures, picked one, and slipped a pen from my back pocket. I wrote 127 on the brochure. I stood there for a few seconds longer. If I didn't get to a bathroom, I would have a blowout. I glanced over my shoulder. Brand was standing at the desk reading message slips. The bathrooms were along a hallway to my left. I thought about it. What if this was an elaborate ruse on Brand's part? He could be planning a getaway. Perhaps Kenny Rudensky had only pretended to drive off. Perhaps he was circling the block, preparing to pick Brand up by the laundry bins. And perhaps I should have read the skulking manual before following him. Page 1, P, then tail. I couldn't wait any longer. Turning my face away from Brand, I hurried for the restroom. I pushed through the door and saw that rare ladies' room jewel, the vacant stall. Oh, frab, just day. I locked the stall door, jammed my bag on the coat hook. My eyes were watering, but I was about to burst into song, maybe rip loose with an aria from Tosca and Joy. Outside the stall came footsteps, and feet appeared, wearing Doc Martens. A woman's hand reached over the top of the stall door, fumbled around, and grabbed my bag off the coat hook. I yelled, "Hey!" But she was gone. It was a classic bit of thievery.
I hurried as best I could, zipped up, ran from the stall and out into the hallway.
Mission Canyon brings us action, humor, and wit, while weaving an intricate, exciting whodunit. And Tanya Ebi Sirwa captures Evan Delaney's droll humor, wry comments, and quest for justice. Brilliance Audio presents this unabridged 10-hour thriller in 8 compact discs, 1 MP3 CD, or download.